Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
97.1 FM Talk. On-demand audio. Oh,
These allegations are deeply concerning.
Does the president have any comment?
We're not going to comment.
It's not clear messaging.
No.
And now, Sue's News. Brought to you by Sue.
You may just want to start with, and finally in Sue's News, just to get us back on. No, I'm kidding. You got time.
55 years ago today, in 1968, the original Planet of the Apes premiered in New York. I have never seen this movie. Have you seen it, Mark? Of course.
Oh, my God. Have I seen this movie? It's one of my favorite movies of my childhood. I used to play Planet of the Apes in my backyard with my friends with sticks as guns. I wish I was making that up. I'm not making that up.
That's hilarious.
They blew it up.
Oh my gosh, that's hilarious. Movie. Have you seen
it? I have not.
Have you seen any of the newer iterations?
It's really not ever done anything. Well, it's not, I've never seen the trailer for it and been like, I must see this.
Okay, yeah. But the newer iterations are actually
good?
Really good. They are.
Yeah.
I'm a fan of all Planet of the Apes
stuff. You seen any Planet of the Apes, Abby?
I saw, I think, the first newest one at the drive-in in Belleville.
Yeah? Worth it?
I don't remember it.
Yeah,
gotta be
that's
honest.
A no. It starred Charlton Heston, by the way, the original did, as George Taylor and the great Roddy McDowall as his chimpanzee captor, Cornelius. Yeah, I don't think it's a... I'm sure there are women who have seen that, but when I was a kid, I had no interest. And you know what? I still don't.
I mean, you got some really good sequels, too, and I'm not even joking with you because they kept the stories going. It was Beneath the Planet of the Apes, then Escape from the Planet of the Apes, Conquest. I'm a big fan of 1973's Battle for the Planet of the Apes. And then they remade it in 2001, and that one was not that good. Mm. But when they got into the period about 10 years ago, they did Rise, Dawn of the Planet of the Apes, War.
Yeah, there
was
a lot.
I guess there's another one coming. I just noticed this. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes 2024. So there you go.
47 years ago, that would be 1976, Taxi Driver premiered in New York. That, of course, is Robert De Niro and Jodie Foster. And they gave the lines from this, that you talking to me. I didn't realize it was from Taxi Driver because I've never seen that either. Which, is Taxi Driver worth it? Yes, no, Mark Reardon.
Yeah,
all right.
I'm a big fan of a lot of the movies from the 1970s. I think some of the films from the 1970s in particular hold up better than the 80s films.
Well, that's fair.
Chinatown. There's a bunch that I could probably rattle off, but yeah.
Taxi movies?
No, not taxi movies. Just 1970s.
I was a fan of the movie Taxi with Queen Latifah.
Oh my gosh, I haven't seen that. Is that just goofy?
Oh, it's great.
I love her.
She's the taxi driver. It takes you on a whole roller coaster of a movie. It's great. That's the Taxi I like.
Oh, you know what? I might try that one. 29 years ago today, in 1994, Jack Nicholson attacked a guy's windshield with a golf club in a fit of road rage after the other guy cut him off in Hollywood traffic, and Jack eventually had to reach an undisclosed settlement to avoid a criminal lawsuit.
Makes sense.
He might be just a skosh angry.
In anger management.
Yeah. I kind of support that. But, you know, if that would happen, think about it, if that would happen today, he'd be canceled, right? He wouldn't have a career.
That would be the complete
end.
Yeah. I want to get this in real quickly before I head out of town. Okay, you know you can bet on just about anything related to the Super Bowl. Mark Reardon, have you placed wagers on said event?
I will be.
All right, well, here we go. Here are some of the novelty prop bets you can actually place. Number one, the length of the national anthem.
Of course.
Will it be over 2 minutes and 5 seconds or under? Over, they say, is the safer bet at about 57%. Length of the word, I love this one. Length of the word brave in the national anthem. Will it be over 5 seconds or under?
Let me go back just to the length. I'm gonna take the over.
What,
and here's
do
why.
You know who's do you know
yeah,
who's
I say, do, and this
okay.
is why I'm taking
right.
the
I
over.
Say,
because I would say that it's Chris Stapleton.
Yes.
And I can't see Chris Stapleton.
I can't see him holding
whipping
it out.
Through that
no
for
way,
under
they,
2 minutes, right?
I agree. If you're Chris Stapleton, you take full advantage. I'm pushing that thing to three and a half minutes.
2:10 or 2:15.
I don't know. He may do a verse in the middle.
And how? What
are you going to make something up?
He might. Chris Stapleton.
And What about Brave? Is he going to brave
no,
it, or is he going to cut
home
it off?
The Chiefs is what he should do. That'll get people talking.
They think he's going to hold on to Brave, and it will go over 5 seconds for 67% likely. That's what they're betting.
Time out 5 seconds, how long that is.
It's longer than you
1,000, 2,000.
Right?
Yeah, that's a long time.
You're right.
Then it gets really nuts. What song will Rihanna sing first in her halftime show? Don't Stop the Music has the best odds at 25%. Then it gets down to stuff like this. What color eyeshadow will Rihanna wear? Odds say clear or none at 71%. How is she wearing none?
And how are you testing that if you're wearing clear or none? I mean, clearly you can't see it if it's clear.
No. Right. And why is there clear eyeshadow? I don't understand that. Neutral, I get. The same color as your skin, I get, but clear? Does that even make sense to you, Abby?
I've never heard of that.
I don't really know what that means.
Alex, can you relate to that?
Well, I was going to say you wear it sometimes, don't you?
Yeah. I don't know. I'm confused by that as well.
And for Mark, Aaron Rodgers is going on a 4-day darkness retreat in a couple of weeks. He's doing this to decide his future in the NFL. Now, on the Pat McAfee show yesterday, he described the retreat as a sensory deprivation isolation. He will be in complete darkness with no TV or music and will have food delivered to him. He said, quote, "It's going to be important to take my isolation retreat and contemplate all things related to my future and make a decision that's best for me moving forward in the highest interest of my happiness." He said friends who have done this before and it had profound experiences.
I don't criticize Aaron Rodgers because, you know, he did the ayahuasca thing, and that seemed to work for him. He credits ayahuasca for some of the success that he had. So it sounds weird. Yeah,
there's
I have no problem with it.
I have an interesting take on this, though. I support him going and doing the darkness retreat because those guys, they get a lot, you know, they got a lot going on. Their phone's constantly going. What I don't love is that, like, Is this going to be an every year thing for Aaron Rodgers now? I know you're a Packers fan, Mark, but come on, man! Like,
well, at this
you're
point,
focused on this more than you are going and playing next season. Clearly,
at this point, I've moved on as a Packers fan because he's not going to be with the Packers, so it's just a matter of where
it's
he's going to play.
It's constant. It seems like it's been every year that it's kind of constant. Make your decision. You're making what, 47? What's he get? $47 million a year or something?
I'm with you. I am. Yeah, there's a lot of Aaron Rodgers drama. The crowd didn't like it either.
No, they did not.
Wait in.
And finally, in Sue's news, I have so much here, but I got to wrap it. Okay. Humans spend about 35 minutes a day chewing. Chimpanzees chew for 4.5 hours a day. And orangutans chew for about 6.6 hours. Now, I listened to a podcast once that said part of the reason that mankind has been able to invent so many things and take such leaps and bounds forward is because we figured out how to cook food and didn't spend a half our day chewing anymore.
Well, that's why they needed so many Planet of the Apes movies.
Hello?
They needed like six of them just to fit time and for these people to chew.
That is 100% accurate. And that is it for Sue's News.
It's an interesting fact.
It is an interesting fact. Alex is going to hang out. Hayes from Y98 coming in here on a Wednesday edition of the Mark Reardon Show. Hang in there.
Get more at 971talk.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.